Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today I'm going to keep going on this series about what do the Roman Catholics believe. I'm mobile guerrilla podcasting while driving up the street, putting the world in danger. The wild man podcasting and driving. God help us. So, today I'm going to talk about relics. Yesterday I talked about saints. Today I'm going to talk about relics. Now, again, this is a really foreign concept to the average Christian. But I think every one of you, most of you, have seen on TV or have a relative or whatever, have seen this seemingly worship of relics in the Catholic Church. And what is that? Well, first of all, let's define what a relic is for those out there who are not really familiar with this whole concept. To the average Christian, it looks like they're worshiping them, and they're just different objects. There's things made of gold. There's, well, we're getting into the stranger things, but pieces of wood that supposedly came from the cross of Jesus, supposed nails, even though there's like 50 different nails around the world, and I'm kind of exaggerating, but there's a bazillion nails that supposedly were the very ones that were used to hold Jesus on the cross. Anyway, I told you I would define what these relics are. When looking up how the church defines relics, I found a bazillion websites that had this definition. It must be an official definition, but honestly, I don't know who originally wrote it, and I'm not even sure where it comes from. But I found it all over on different official Roman Catholic websites. So I'm going to go with it. Take it with a grain of salt. It says, the word relic comes from the Latin reliquo, literally meaning I leave or I abandon. A relic is a piece of the body of a saint, an item owned or used by the saint, or an object which has been touched to the tomb of a saint. Okay, traditionally a piece of the body of a saint, especially that of a martyr, may be, with the permission of the local ecclesiastical authority, used in solemn processions recalling the specific holy person. All right. All that to say, a piece of a body of a saint, did you guys just hear that? A piece of the body of a saint, an item owned or used by the saint, or an object which has been touched to the tomb of a saint. Okay, let me go on here. There are three classes of relics. The first class is a part of the saint's body. It is this type which is placed in an altar stone. The second class is a piece of the saint's clothing or something used by the saint, while the third class is an object which has been touched to a first class relic. Alright, so you guys following me so far. Now that we know what a relic is, I mean, it's basically a chunk of a saint's body, if not the whole saint's body, or an item that was owned or touched by a saint, or an item that was touched to a tomb of a saint. Cool so far? Well, this is where it gets really crazy. If you get on your computer and type into Google Catholic relics and then click on the link for images, you know, at the top of the screen, it's got that little Google image link, and it just gives you a bazillion pictures, you will get your socks knocked off. If you have not been exposed to this yet, my goodness. I actually intend on doing a podcast, a video podcast version of this teaching someday down the line, because people have got to see these images. They will blow you away. Every Catholic church has relics, okay? At least I'm not aware of any that don't. As far as I can tell, they all have relics. And I haven't seen this in the U.S. I'll just tell you that much, but it might exist in the U.S. There are entire bodies of different saints that are actually encased in like a glass coffin and then used as an altar in churches. There are also churches around the world that just have the body of a saint in a glass coffin somewhere kind of in the dark corner of their church. But as I was cruising around on the internet looking at all these relics, I ended up getting lost for several hours, I kid you not, looking at the different relics from around the world. And there's everything from just golden crosses, like I mentioned earlier, wood from supposedly from the cross of Jesus, nails. But there's things like supposedly the hand of James. Yeah, James, the brother of Jesus. They have this shriveled up, I kid you not, this shriveled up, like mummified, decomposing, morbid, nasty, supposed hand of James. It's the hand of somebody, that's for sure. It's definitely somebody's hand. And I don't know whose, but it's a hand. And they're, I mean, this is like, okay, and they, these relics, they say that they venerate them. And by venerate them, a lot of times they'll kiss them, they'll fall on their knees in front of them. To the average Christian, you'd say, no, that's not veneration, that's worship. Now, you can call it a semantics game, I don't know, call it what you will. They're falling on their knees and they're kissing these relics. Now, what do you think the Bible says about that? Deuteronomy 29:17 says, "And ye have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them." Leviticus 26:1, "Ye shall make no idols nor graven image, neither rear up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am the Lord your God." Okay, did you hear that? "Neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God." And we'll look at some more scripture here in a minute. But guys, they have a heart, an actual heart of a Saint Andre of Montreal. A heart. I mean, this is morbid. They have, you guys got to check this out. Type in, oh, I don't even know how to spell this, Capuchin Crypt of Santa Maria. Just type in Crypt of Santa Maria and be blown away at this gigantic crypt that is filled, the walls are covered in human bones. I mean, it's all bones. And there's even entire monks' skeletons along with their robes standing up like really creepy inside of this crypt in various poses. It is the strangest thing. I found a head of a Saint Catherine of Siena. Guys, you got to see a picture of this. I mean, I apologize, but she really found a way to get ahead in the afterlife. It's a head of this Catherine of Siena, and it's all decomposed. It looks like her nose fell off, her eyes are all shriveled in. I mean, she needs some makeup. She needs a little makeup. She's having a rough day. She's looking a little peaked. Anyway, this is strange stuff, okay? And I know, you know, telling you about some of the morbid side of this really is not helping you guys, but I just want you to get a feel for this. How far have they gotten off track? Would God smile upon this? And where do we see any examples in the Bible of bodies being venerated in this way? Chunks of hands and feet and toe bones of St. Peter that have been kissed so many times that the bone is wearing down. Just weird. There's this one saint, Saint Rita, another one of these bodies that are inside of these glass coffins. Okay, there are stories of this body opening her eyes or changing positions, and even on one occasion elevating while there were multiple eyewitnesses. Now, we can't deny, we are Christians, there is a supernatural. Absolutely. Do you think God's in that? No, I'm just asking. Do you think God is in that? A rotting corpse of a woman that may or may not have been a good woman. I'm not going to dispute that. But she's in this coffin. She's rotting away. And then, what, God has her open her eyes a couple times, change position, levitate? Does that sound like the God of the Bible? Do we have any precedent in the Bible for keeping bodies of people for viewing for long amounts of time and falling down and venerating or kissing the coffin, praying in front of the coffin? No, we don't, guys. We don't. I even saw a skeleton of a guy in the Waldsassen Basilica in Germany. Some guy that his skeleton was encrusted with jewels. He looked like a king. Just bizarre. Okay, so now that I've rambled on forever, I would like to get into the scriptures that the Roman Catholics use to support this veneration of relics. And I just want to maybe give you some quotes before I get into that. I think I'm going to get into these scriptures that they use to support this particular belief tomorrow. But really quick, just in case you don't believe that this is an official doctrine, not that I don't think anybody's doubting me, I think every one of you have seen this type of thing, even if it's nothing more than seeing in a movie. It's real, okay? And if you don't believe me, go to Google, type in Catholic relics. You'll don't have the kids standing by because, oh my goodness, it's gory. This head, by the way, that one of the heads, they'll actually parade it around, and a crowd of people will be singing as they're parading this head around. Okay, anyway, I got to stop. To me, it blows my mind. I was raised a Catholic, and to be honest, I never really noticed this kind of stuff. And in the U.S., they don't really get into this kind of stuff. They have relics, but you don't see a lot of the morbid stuff, or at least my parents maybe must have hid me from it. I don't know. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it's only relics, veneration of relics is only mentioned once that I'm aware of. It's in paragraph 1674. It's a long paragraph, and it's only mentioned really quickly in there. So I'm going to breeze through this, but it says, besides sacramental liturgy and sacramentals, catechists must take into account the forms of piety. I can't even read this. Of piety and popular devotions among the faithful. The religious sense of the Christian people has always found expression in various forms of piety surrounding the church's sacramental life, such as, and here it comes, the veneration of relics, visits to sanctuaries, pilgrimages, processions, the stations of the cross, religious dances, the rosary, we talked about that, medals, etc. Okay, so there you go. Woo, just flew right on past the one little mention of it in the catechism. The Council of Trent, I think. I'm pretty sure, my notes here, I just wrote the council, but I'm pretty sure it's the Council of Trent, says this. They say, also the holy bodies of the holy martyrs and of the others who dwell with Christ are to be honored by the faithful. All right, so that's really all I got. I mean, you have a quick mention in the catechism, and you've got what I believe is the Council of Trent. I'm pretty certain it's the Council of Trent. In fact, tomorrow I'll look it up, and tomorrow I'll correct myself if I'm wrong. I'm not afraid to correct myself. And basically what we have mainly is the actions of the Catholic Church beyond these few mentions. And when you go around to official Roman Catholic websites, they all support veneration of relics. So I don't think it's anything to be argued about. What scriptures do they use to support this teaching? And what do we as Christians, or how should we as Christians respond to these supposed proof texts. That's where I'm going to cut off. Come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and leave comments, leave questions. Let me know what you think. And by the way, hook up with me on Facebook. And guys, you cannot imagine how much it helps this cause of getting apologetics out by just simply clicking like once in a while. Don't go crazy with it. But if you like a teaching, once in a while, click the like button, and that'll share that with other people that are in your circle. Keep in mind, everybody that you're friends with is going to see that. So, well, I guess it's time to stand up, Christian. But I'm telling you what, every time you do that, the message gets out. And if you guys are on board with this and you want to get apologetics out, the message of the cross, and get some people saved and also beef up those Christians that need to get a little apologetics muscle on their arms, well, click the like button every once in a while. Anyway, with that, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.